Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today I'd like to welcome Wendy from Wales, who uses LDN for psoriasis. Thank you for joining us, Wendy.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
Could you tell us, when did you first notice that there was something wrong with your skin?
About 12 years ago, I'd noticed that I was sort of in my mid sort of 40s, and I'd noticed that I got like quite a lot of dry patches on my elbows and my knees. But I didn't think it was anything to worry about. But that's when it sort of started.
Mm-hmm. And how did it progress? Was it a slow progression or did it accelerate quite quickly?
It did accelerate quite quickly, actually. I went to the doctors with it and they prescribed some steroid cream, which I used diligently. And it just made the dryness, instead of being white and scaly, it made it red and shiny. And I felt that must be getting better. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when I stopped using the steroid cream, that's when it sort of came back horrendous and started spreading. Mm-hmm. So I think I just kept going back for steroid creams, really, until after a while I just realised that this just wasn't the right treatment. It was very difficult to speak to the doctors about it. They only ever wanted to give me steroid cream, and they just wouldn't sort of listen to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was making it worse. It was making it sore. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was spreading because of the cream or whether it was spreading because of my skin infection that I got. So I didn't really know anything about it. I had to do a lot of looking up about the disease myself to understand what it was that I was having and why I was having it.
Mm-hmm. So where did it spread to, Wendy?
The worst parts were my joints, my knees, my elbows. Sometimes I'd have like a bad bout of it where it would spread onto my legs, arms and back. I noticed that whenever I was poorly, if I had flu or anything, that made me quite unwell, that I would have quite a bad bout of it on different areas of my body. But to be honest, it came everywhere. I used to get it in clumps in a certain part, and then after a few months it would sort of die down a bit, and then I would get it somewhere else. The last bout I had of psoriasis, which was terribly unacceptable to me, was about 2.5 years ago when I had scarlet fever, and the whole of my body was covered in psoriasis, even my feet, my toes, my fingernails, my neck, my hair. That was when I actually decided. I'd gone to the doctors again and they offered me light therapy, which I'd had before, which never did anything, and some more steroid cream. But because it actually affected my life so much, I couldn't wear my uniform for work. I was with members of the public and you could see them looking at my hands. They looked awful. I decided I had to take the bull by the horns and do something myself. Regarding the contesting.
And how long ago was that?
That was about 2.5 years ago. When I had that, that was the worst surprise I've ever had in my life. That was the worst that I've ever had.
So how easy was it for you to get a prescription?
It wasn't easy at all. I'd actually tried to get some LDN about 5 years previous to that, because I'd read about it on the internet, and I had my partner's daughter takes it for multiple sclerosis, and I'd read about the disease and psoriasis, and they're all sort of immune deficiency diseases where there's something not quite right with your immune system. So I'd gone to the doctors with all this information, he looked at it, fair dues, he did look at it, and then said he would get back to me, and then they just ignored me. And I thought, well, I can't do anything about it without having my NHS doctor refer me, or at least confirm I've got this, this skin complaint. And I left it. I left it because it was, I could cope with it then. But when this happened, I couldn't cope with it. So I went to the doctors, begged him to write me a letter to this doctor in Wales, a private doctor, to confirm my the psoriasis and how bad it was. He did eventually. He did it. It took a couple of months, but he did write me a letter. But I have to say, it wasn't a very. It didn't seem keen, and the letter sort of made that sound, But anyway, it did, and it was enough for me to have an interview with the doctor, discuss the way forward, discuss treatment, and really just went on from there. So I've been taking LDN now for 2 years, approximately 2 years.
Okay. And when you started, what did you have any other issues with your immune system other than the psoriasis? Did you have anything else that was a problem?
No. Apart from obviously the scarlet fever, which made me quite unwell. No, not as far as I know. But I don't know. I'm not sort of a medical person, and I was only sort of, going on what I was reading and researching myself. I don't have any medical degree, so I don't know.
What I meant was, had you had any pains or gut issues or?
Oh gosh, that, no.
All those...
Apart from, no.
Okay. So when you first started, what was it like for you? Did you have any introductory side effects? Did it disturb your sleep? Did you take it at night, in the morning? How did you go about it?
Okay, well, I started to take it in a very, very low dose. I think it was about 1 mil every night. I didn't notice anything. I did that for about a month, I believe, and then I upped it to 1.5. Then I upped it to 2. And I'm currently still at 2. I find that that's fine with me. I've noticed a massive improvement. I'm totally different now. So I just keep at 2. But I also take it in conjunction with a number of like immune boosting, like calcium, zinc, vitamin, omega-3, things like that. I take those daily as well in conjunction with the LDN.
Okay. So when you...
And also my diet. Sorry.
That's okay. When you started, what did you first notice on your skin?
I noticed absolutely nothing till about sort of 5 months after I'd started taking it. We were discussing this with my partner. He said he noticed after 3 months that the psoriasis, which was at this time was all over my body, he noticed that it wasn't as red after about 3 months. But obviously, I just used to look in the mirror and I look through with psoriasis. Mm-hmm. So I noticed an improvement in my skin texture and colour after about 5 to 6 months. I know I started taking it in the May, and at Christmas, I noticed my elbows for the first time in about 12 years were soft.
Oh, wow.
They've been hard. But the skin has, like, regenerated itself. When you have a patch of psoriasis, it sort of scars your skin when the psoriasis... it doesn't go completely, but when the psoriasis dies down, I suppose that's the right word, mm-hmm. it leaves, like, a scar on your skin of different coloured skin. And now my skin is more pink where those scars were. Just being able to put something on that showed your arms was when I saw it was improved. Do you know what I'm saying? It was because it was so slow.
Yes.
And obviously, all I saw was this huge lump all over me. It took me a while to realise that it was actually working.
So do you now have natural-looking skin?
I still get bouts of psoriasis because if I'm ill again, you know, with flu or just run down with a sore throat especially, I will still get my elbows will still go hard and quite scaly, but I do not get the itching, the cracking and the peeling of skin anymore. It's far more manageable, and it only affects those two areas, my elbows and my knees, that have had it for many years. Mm-hmm. But it is in no way, I mean, I can still go out with a short sleeve jumper on when I'm going through as like a psoriasis attack, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly improved my skin no end. It really has.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? Well, that's fantastic.
Well, it is, because I was so down with it. I mean, I think that's one of the things with psoriasis as well. I mean, I know it's like a skin thing, and, you know, lots of people have far more worse things than that, but it sort of is your confidence it affects. You sat down somewhere, and you get up and there's flakes of skin falling all over. I mean, that is not a good look, and nobody, you know, everybody notices it. It's not just you that notices it, having it. People do notice when you've got it, and anything to do with skin or visible imperfection like that, people tend to pass comment or look. You know, it's something that's quite hard to live with.
I saw a young boy in a restaurant, I think, and he was waiting on tables, and he had a short sleeve shirt, and his arms and his fingers, he was covered with psoriasis, and his face, and he was only young.
Yeah.
And I know he would have been horrified if I'd have said something. But I would love to have told him about LDN, but I'm sure if anybody had mentioned anything, he would have died with embarrassment. You know, because there was no way of talking to him privately, but I thought he didn't have to suffer. There was something out there that he could try.
I do see people with it as well, and especially like people of my age with it. And I feel so sorry for them because, like, you know, they're getting older and then they get this damn thing, and it's like, oh, thank you. But I don't say anything to them because, like you say, it's such a personal thing.
Yes.
It's not like, you know, having a broken arm or whatever.
No.
It's a deeply personal confidence thing, and you've got to be so careful.
But
because people...
It seems as though it would be as bad as to saying somebody, oh, you really smell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that to somebody, and to mention their skin is just as awkward to say if you can't do it privately, you know, it's awful. Mm. But the results that I've seen on people with psoriasis have been, you know, amazing. Not saying it's going to work for everyone. And I would say that most people tell me that there are some people that notice improvements quickly, but around the 6 month mark, it would seem that people have the best benefits. So that sort of fits in with what you're saying, really.
Yeah, it definitely has improved massively. I mean, I was so scared with it, and it has just so. I mean, I know that I probably can't stop taking it. I don't know. I would never. I don't know. I have to think about that later. I don't know how long you take it.
Only work while you take it. So
while you're taking
you
it,
stop so it, and your immune system
then.
Would go back.
Right.
I've been taking it for over 14 years, and I take it for MS, and there's no way I would ever stop taking it.
No.
So, but it's not as though it's a drug that has horrendous side effects. It's not damaging your organs, so it's nothing to worry about.
I did try to take the tablets, but when I'd gone on holiday, I thought I'll take the tablets because it's much easier. You have to store it in the fridge, don't need the medicine, because I take a liquid at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a lot of hallucinating. Now, I don't know whether that was with the flight and jet lag and the holiday or whether it was the tablet.
It shouldn't make any difference.
I've gone straight back to the medicine, but I think it's probably just the flight. But no, I just wish that, GPs would look at the information. I've had no help. GPs don't seem to be... I know they've got such a lot. They've got to know generally everything. I don't know. I don't know how you... I'd probably just, waded in like a bull in a china shop. But I didn't really know how to approach it, apart from taking just saying, well, do you mind reading this? And, I'm thinking about doing this. But I don't know. It would be nice if there was more information available that they would look at.
Exactly. Well, we've got the LDN 2018 conference coming up in Glasgow, so hopefully we can get as many doctors to listen or join us. Well, we've run out of time, Wendy, and it's been absolutely amazing having you on the show today, and thank you for sharing your experience.
Thank you very much for listening to me, and I hope it does go well, and that GPs do decide to look at prescribing it for things.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.